trauma's imprint is more endemic than we realize. That may seem a puzzling statement, as trauma has become something of a catchword in our society. To boot, the word has taken on a number of colloquial valences that confuse and dilute its meaning. The usual conception of trauma conjures up notions of catastrophic events, hurricanes, abuse, egregious neglect, and war. This has the unintended and misleading effect of relegating trauma to the realm of the abnormal, the unusual, the exceptional. Here, we miss the mark by a wide margin. Trauma pervades our culture. In fact, someone without the marks of trauma would be an outlier in our society. We are closer to the truth when we ask, where do we each fit on the broad and surprisingly inclusive trauma spectrum? Which of its many marks has each of us carried all or most of our lives, and what have the impacts been? And what possibilities would open up were we to become more familiar, even intimate, with them? A more basic question comes first. What is trauma? As I use the word, trauma is an inner injury, a lasting rupture or split within the self due to difficult or hurtful events. It's not what happens to you, but what happens inside you is how I formulate it. Trauma is a psychic injury lodged in our nervous system, mind, and body, lasting long past the originating incidents, triggerable at any moment.